share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. 2 days ago, Raja Bomo and his new female partner in crime had helped the people of Perak to eliminate the flood by performing a ritual by the beach in Teluk Intan, Perak. Not long after that, the Jabatan Agama Islam Perak, JAIPK, launched an investigation on him under the offense of defaming Islam, to which he decided to sue the government agencies for ₹300 million. Today, the 7th of January, Raja Bomo, or his real name Ibrahim Matzin, was brought to the Perak Islamic Court for legal proceedings. He was released on bail by the court after paying ₹3,000. Despite the release, the matter is still being investigated, and is scheduled for a re-mention on this coming the 23rd of February. He can be seen leaving the courtroom while giving his two thumbs up to the reporters. His partner in crime, Puteri Zaleha, or her real name Suliaha, who is actually his cousin, was also present at the court this morning. Both of them were released on bail after paying an amount of ₹3,000 each, reported Astro Awani. During the proceedings, Puteri Zaleha had asked the court to minimize her bail as she has no fixed income. Raja Bomo also took the time to explain his actions in Teluk Intan recently. "I did not do it for popularity. I was worried that the flood will drown the graves of my ancestors, so my cousin and me followed the ancient ways to save the people of Perak," he reiterated. Raja Bomo gained fame when he first claimed that he could find the wreckage of the missing flight MH370 by using coconuts and recitation of some prayers, followed by his attempt to eliminate the pandemic in 2020. Also read: Raja Bomo returns with a new female partner in crime to help eliminate flood this time. Source: Sinar Harian. Source: Barita Perak. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.